Today was a good day. This week has been a good day for Chicago sports. Wow. Whether it's the Blackhawks winning four in a row, the Chicago Bears, of course, on a one-game winning streak. Hopefully try to make it two tomorrow. But the Chicago Bulls tonight beat the Milwaukee Bucks 115-109 up in Milwaukee. Mark Harmon joins us now. Mark, this is surprising. I mean, it still makes the Bulls only 8-20. But the idea that since Nikola Mirotic come back, the Chicago Bulls have looked like a completely different team.
Justin, honestly, first of all, thanks for having me. Second of all, I am weirdly, really weirdly excited about this Bulls team right now. From I don't know what it is, from 3-20 to 8-20, that shouldn't do anything for anyone, but it's doing a lot for me. And I just think it's like comical slash amusing slash like just keep it rolling. And Nico and Bobby Portis, who were punching each other, or Bobby was punching him in the face, are now high-fiving and hitting huge shots down the stretch. And Chris Dunn, who they got for Jimmy Butler, all of a sudden can shoot. This is great. I'm highly amused. And hopefully, I mean, I was talking to Harry Kinowitz, so, you know, who I do the beat on there. It's like, we are talking Bulls tomorrow if they win, buddy. Tonight in Milwaukee, and they did.
Well, Mirotic and Portis, Bobby Portis, 27 points, 12 boards. Mirotic, 22 points, 8 boards. I mean, they, and as you said, and probably the most surprising thing about this Bulls team is that down the stretch in the fourth quarter when the Bucks made their move and actually took the lead with less than 3 minutes to play, the Bulls did not fold. If anything, they showed a whole different side and took it to the Bucks and took the game in hand.
Yeah, and I'm going to be honest here. I can't give you deep analysis on the game except for the last 5 minutes because I was at dinner for my father's 92nd birthday and I was kind of quizzically looking at my phone and I'm watching they're winning the whole game and then they're down one and everyone's leaving. And I say to my girlfriend, I'm like, can we watch the last 5 minutes at the bar here? And, you know, it's a tight game. And Chris Dunn's getting in the lane, and he's fanning out passes to Nico, who's shooting contested threes, and they're going in. And the Bucks are coming right back and getting, you know, three of their own via moronic foul by Chris Dunn, ended up fouling out. But then Nico comes back, and it's another one in the lane and one. It was exciting. The atmosphere up there looked great, too. Bucks games are underrated to go to very – It's a good time up there. So, well, they have an interesting little chemistry growing out right now, and they've always liked Chris Dunn. They wanted him when he was coming out of the draft, and you know they've also always liked guys like Cameron Payne, who suck. But it looks like they're right about Chris Dunn.
Well, all right. So let me ask you this: as an avid Bulls fan and someone who covers the team, do you notice the difference in chemistry? Because we've been as Bulls fans having to listen to the same line from the team about once Hoiberg has the right people in place and it's all about ball movement and chemistry and this team is going to be a more shoot forward type team, not unlike the Golden State Warriors, and less about the sort of isolate basketball. Are we seeing that right now? Is that what's happening in this 5-game winning streak?
You know, it's interesting because, you know, sometimes when you get everything on the table in an argument, you sort of move closer to that person, right? Like if we're talking relationship, you all of a sudden, now you have a greater intimacy because everything's out there. It's sort of like that's what happened with Nico and Bobby. I hate you. I can't stand you. And they were both like avoiding each other. And then it just all boiled over into Bobby punching him in the face. And now it's sort of all out there. And they just, I think both of them sort of want to prove to each other that they can get past it. So I think that's sort of helping our chemistry. And, you know, you got a lot of young guys who are trying to prove that they belong in the league. Mainly Chris Dunn and Zach LaVine's going to come back, and I mean right. Lauri Markkanen wasn't even playing tonight. So all these, you know, these guys are out to prove themselves. So I think their chemistry is actually good. I don't know how much credit I want to give Fred Hoiberg. I can't get myself to go there right now, Justin, which is probably wrong. Probably deserves some credit. They certainly are playing hard. But, you know, I was actually, you know, paying attention to him tonight down the stretch, and he looked so nervous and tight, you know, standing over there like they were going to blow another one, which they have. You know,
they had
terrible loss. So, well, but they didn't do it tonight.
I, you know, it's Zach LaVine comes back, And if you're really going to look at a weakness of this team right now, because Robin Lopez is playing out of his mind, a guy that's putting 18, 20 points up a night, they're getting good play from the point guard position in Chris Dunn. Where you're not seeing much has been at the shooting guard position, and that's where Zach LaVine plays. You could easily see an athletic two guard slotting into this team, and if the chemistry works, not skipping a beat.
Yeah, no, they should be better. I mean, Justin Holiday has no business starting in the NBA. He's very lucky to even be in a rotation, but he's starting now, so he'll be a rotation guy. And, you know, the trade was made. I mean, I think Dunn was, well, almost, it'd be interesting to hear how they broke down, you know, how important it was to have X, Y, and Z, because I think Dunn, Markkanen, and LaVine are pretty much equally important. But if you were going to bet who's the best player in the deal, it would have been Zach LaVine all day.
Right.
And so, I mean, it's a big time upgrade.
All right. So the question I ask you, you know, the Chicago sports teams right now are 10-0. You know, with the Blackhawks, the Bulls, and the Bears, they've got a 10-0 win streak. It now turns to Detroit tomorrow for a Saturday game for the Bears Lions. The Bears have a chance to go into Detroit and keep the streak alive.
No, but maybe. You know? I mean, they played the Lions tough at home. It was a 27-24 loss. Trubisky had him in field goal range. Connor Barth didn't come close and got cut. So they did play him tight at Soldier Field. And the way things are going in the city, who knows? Maybe they can go up. I mean, they're the Lions, right? Sometimes they look great and sometimes they don't. Anything's possible. Weird Saturday 3:30 start. And Bears coming off their best performance of the year, albeit the Bengals barely even showed up. So who knows? And then the Hawks 5 in a row on Sunday versus Minnesota. And I don't even know who the Bulls play next.
That's amazing. I love how these three, I mean, I give the Bears a little bit of credit because it's only been one game, but I love how they're all playing off each other, some chemistry, some civic pride in the way that the Bulls and the Blackhawks are just winning to one-up each other. They're almost like the Nikola Mirotic and Bobby Portis of sports franchises.
Right. Somebody's got to do the research here, like a Chris Comp over at Comcast. When's the last time this happened?
Yeah, right. We're living in the golden age, right? It's the golden age of Chicago sports. This is it right here.
8-24-9. Right now, if the playoffs started in hockey, the Blackhawks wouldn't be in it.
Yes.
None of that matters, though.
None of that matters. We're undefeated in the last week. Mark Garman covers the Chicago sports teams, the Bulls, of course. The beat tomorrow. You guys got a lot to do. Tomorrow's going to be a big, big day, sports day, with the Bears and everything that's happening. So check them out. Mark, thanks for taking the time out. Appreciate it, bud.
Thanks for having me, Justin. I always appreciate it.